Glenn Cannon was sitting in his seat still. His Buddhist communicator was trying to calm him. Glenn Cannon was crying. His hands were shaking. It was a reaction of total frustration.
I had orders to come through.
Glenn Cannon was repeating over and over. The communicator waved the others away and then came to them.
There are many things for the Academy of Pilots to do in America.
The Buddhist told Johnny and Stormalong.
They also have to maintain their air cover. There were no escort pilots, and we delayed coming for days. Then Glenn Cannon felt he could not delay anymore. A Swiss pilot, a close friend of his, but a very new pilot, volunteered. The Tonips hit us just after we crossed the coast in northern Africa. It was too far away for Cornwall or Luxembourg to help us. The Swiss fought them off. He shot down three, but he needed help, and Glenn Cannon had orders to keep going in such an event. And he kept going. He feels that if he had turned back to help the Swiss, they wouldn't have got him. The Swiss pilot was alone. He had no communicator. But he also told Glenn Cannon to keep going. The Tonips shot the Swiss to pieces. When he ejected and tried to get down by backpack, they closed in and killed him in the air. Glenn Cannon wants to go up and shoot down those ships in orbit. They would murder him. Please, help.
They got Glenn Cannon calmed down. Stormalong said that he would call Sir Robert and get the vital communication line made more secure. Sir Robert was going over to move the Academy out of America and to the Cornwall mine site in a few days, but meanwhile, better arrangements should be made. The ferrying of innumerable planes and equipment to safe places was now all complete. The tribes were centralized. Stormalong also said he would take over the run. Glenn Cannon handed over the pouch of discs. Johnny looked at the packet. He hoped it was worth it.